Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The chair of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, spoke on Capitol Hill today about the economy and whether the bank should push forward with its plans to continue raising interest rates.
Financial conditions in the United States have recently become less supportive of growth, with declines in broad measures of equity prices, higher borrowing rates for riskier borrowers, and a further appreciation of the dollar.
Translation, maybe we won't raise interest rates as fast or as much as we thought this year after that rate hike in December, which was, by the way, the first time that the Fed has raised rates since the financial crisis. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York. Maggie, is that the message you took away from Yellen today?
Absolutely. And I think they're taught to sound as boring as possible.
Yes, they definitely
scare
are.
Us,
they
right?
go to boring school.
She was saying, listen, despite the trillions of dollars we've thrown at this thing, there's a chance this moderate growth we're experiencing is at risk. And that's not good news if you run a business or you're a CEO or even if you're one of the unfortunate people who still hasn't found a job. However, if you're going to be an optimist, you look at this and say, you know what, if you want to borrow money, this is good news. The Fed is in no rush to raise interest rates. And I think mortgage rates in the U.S. have fallen, what, five of the last weeks? And so we've seen a lot of people taking advantage, people refinancing. And this is good if you are finally right side on your mortgage, if your house price has gotten to the point where you can actually go and take advantage of a refinance, which a lot of people weren't able to. This extends that window. So there is a little silver lining.
The stock market, though, has had a really bad start to the year. How much does that weigh on what the Fed's thinking about? Are they watching the stock market to try to decide whether to raise rates?
They will say that they do not target equity markets. But what they watch, they understand how much this impacts psychology. And they look at it as a barometer of trouble brewing, right? So you heard her talk about China and commodities. This is very important because the average American is not directly exposed. A lot of companies are not directly exposed, but they worry about what it's going to do to the global economy. Does the fact that China is slowing down cause a ripple effect? One thing we learned from the financial crisis is that we are all interconnected. Does trouble in China, does the bust in commodities spill over and have political implications and cause a global recession? The Fed is watching that closely. So through that mirror, the volatilities we're seeing in equities and the fact that you can trace it back to that is of concern to the Federal Reserve.
So they might raise rates when?
The market doesn't think they're going to do it until well into 2017. Janet Yellen is not going for that. She says that they are data dependent. And, you know, the job market is strong and they do track that. They look at that as perhaps something that could cause inflation. But there's nowhere that is seen. In fact, the market thinks the Fed may actually ease and cut rates again. Mm. Janet Yellen really throwing cold water on that, saying we don't see that on the horizon. So they're watching everything that comes in, Jeremy.
Well, we have to ask you about the huge news of the day, Maggie, which is that Burger King is adding hot dogs. Your thoughts?
My thought is that someone once said to me, hot dogs are proof that people will eat anything when they're hungry. And I'm sticking by that. I'm biased. But I will say that we're in an all-out burger war, and anything that can help differentiate, you can clearly see the pressure. We'll see if the hot dogs can compete with the almighty Egg McMuffin, which all-day breakfast helped out McDonald's last time. So, you know, you got to have it on the menu. We'll see if this helps. I, for one, am not buying, but Jeremy, maybe you are.
We'll see. CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you so much as always.
You're welcome.